Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello and welcome to Saving Lives in Slow Motion. I'm Dr. Ayan Panja, and today I'd like to talk about minor illness. Cough, headache, earache, chest infections, urinary tract infections or UTIs, all examples of minor illness. But the reality is that minor illness is really only minor in retrospect. And one of the reasons I wanted to cover this is that a lot of minor illness is in the same part of any Venn diagram as self-care, because there's a concept called lay referral, which is really when someone decides they need to take action about their health or a symptom. So you may, for example, wake up one morning with a headache, and you might start to generate hypotheses, just like we do as doctors, but patients do it too. We do it, don't we, when we feel ill. Why have I got a headache? And you might think, oh, it's because I just didn't drink enough water yesterday, or I had too much red wine, or maybe you're staying the night in a hotel in a really dusty, mouldy old room. But that kind of hypothesis generation leads to this concept called lay referral and a lay referral network. And that might be your family, your friends, your housemates, whoever. And often, you know, most minor illness, I think that would happen. If it got to a point where you thought you couldn't manage something yourself, you might check it out with other people. Now, one of the reasons I wanted to cover this is that at the moment, there's something happening in medicine, particularly in the UK and the US, which is to do with other healthcare professionals doing the work that has historically been done by a doctor and in more recent years, a nurse. And there's been a massive debate about this, with doctors saying that the government in the UK particularly don't understand the complexity of work in primary care that GPs deal with. And of course, minor illness isn't always complex, but it can be. And I wanted to just explore that. Now, the first thing I want to jump into is that medical knowledge and medical training is so vast, and depending on where you do your training, taught in quite different ways. And I see this a lot with our medical students, who are bright young things, and sorry, that sounded really patronizing, but they are, you know, compared to me. What I notice is that they've got this kind of medical knowledge, reams of it. You know, they could write detailed essays on biochemistry and physiology and all sorts of stuff. And then they've got the patient in front of them with something that's relatively simple, like a sore throat, right? That's something that all of us get from time to time. But because they've got so much knowledge, they have a list of what we call differentials in their head. So they're probably about, I don't know, 20, maybe 25 causes of sore throat. But a layperson, someone who's not medically trained, will usually only be able to name one or maybe two. Tonsillitis, for example, is a very common one. And what I find really interesting with people who are less experienced, so medical students are a good example, but also any other healthcare professional who's at the start of their big learning, if you like, that they have this awareness that it could be one of 25 things, including, for example, and I don't want to alarm anyone, but very commonly we get people coming in with a sore throat and they think they've got throat cancer. Now, in general, you know, sore throat isn't throat cancer. It doesn't really present like that. And as doctors, we worry more about hoarseness that's persistent as a presenting symptom. And, you know, the more experienced you are, so if you have an ENT surgeon, you know, whose life is devoted to ear, nose and throat, they're very aware of a condition called Rinke's edema, and they can hear it in people's voices. It's absolutely fascinating, which of course means that it lends itself to AI technology. And it's not something particularly serious. It just means there's inflammation in the throat. But my point is, you have someone who has limited knowledge in front of someone with a sore throat, and they know that it could be one of 25 things. How do they know that it is just a sore throat that's going to get better on its own? Well, it's all in the history, the story. And all of those things I mentioned at the beginning, like headache or chest infections or urinary tract infections, they are usually minor illness, and people will tell you the story. It's like, oh, you know, I went on holiday and I got on the plane and I was already feeling a bit unwell. Then I started coughing up lots of green gunk and I've been getting lots of fever with it. You know, that sounds like a chest infection, doesn't it? And then, of course, the healthcare professional will examine the person and look at their vital signs, their numbers, and make a decision based on that. And we're very lucky in minor illness because there are so many tools that we can hang things off. So there's something called a pediatric early warning score, which, you know, looks at things like heart rate, temperature, breathing rate. For children, that one is. And it, you know, it flags whether this child is sick or not. Now, I'm going to look at this from both angles. So I'm going to start with the patient side of the story. So the way minor illness sometimes presents is people who've had a condition recurrently, UTIs are a very common one, urinary tract infections, they will often be dealt with remotely. And protocols nowadays don't even require a urine dipstick test that gives you an indication of whether there's a urine infection. It's good practice to do that, to be fair. But someone will often, you know, email in or contact, you know, the healthcare provider and say, look, I've got symptoms of a UTI, I've had them before, I've tried drinking more water, I've tried cranberry juice, I've tried the cystitis type sachets, none of it's worked. I think I probably need some antibiotics. Now that is a very common scenario. And it's all well and good until it starts to happen extremely frequently. And apart from factors like menopause, for example, that can suddenly trigger urinary tract infections because of changes to hormones and the effect of the skin around the urethra, you know, which can be treated with HRT, one flag would certainly be someone who is continuously getting recurrent UTIs. That is not really normal and would need investigating. Now, as I said a minute ago, we're quite lucky these days. We have a lot of guidance and guidelines. So every locality, and sometimes nationally via an organisation like NICE, there will be guidance on when to refer on in this kind of situation. But they are not by any means foolproof. Mistakes still occur. And they will continue to, because humans are not perfect.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
I wanted to just talk about what the things are that would make us worry that minor illness isn't minor. So it's pretty obvious when it is, because it sort of gets better, doesn't it? Either on its own or with an obvious treatment if that's needed. So I'm going to sort of name some common minor presenting conditions or minor illnesses. And after it, name something that I think is what I call a red flag. Now, red flags originally were associated with back pain. In fact, that's a good place to start, because back pain is another common presentation. Okay, so for me, back pain, red flag symptoms, not being able to urinate, having no sensation around the rectum, potential red flag if there's a history of prostate cancer, unexplained pain that's in the middle of the back, weakness in limbs, back pain associated with fever, and back pain in a child, because that is unusual, to say the least. Okay, they were off the top of my head. There'll probably be more. I don't want to get flack if I've missed any one of them out, but that's just in my brain. I'm doing a dump, if you like. A brain dump, that is. So let's carry on. Cough with significant amounts of blood being coughed up is a red flag. Longer-term cough with significant weight loss is a red flag. In fact, you know what? The list goes on. Now, the real danger is when there aren't any red flags, but the person's actually got something serious. And I'm going to be brutally honest when I say that it is very difficult for any healthcare practitioner to detect that kind of presentation. And I have so many cases over the last 25 years in my head, because they're all very memorable, where that has happened. And the biggest lesson I've really learned is that, number one, it's all in the history or the story. So really listening to the patient's story is very important. And number two is not to try and make something fit what you think it probably is. I mean, we do that a lot anyway, but if you've got significant doubt, you need to kind of investigate further. The other thing I want to mention is that there are so many remedies available for things, like heartburn's a really good example, isn't it? And, you know, you go to any pharmacist or chemist, or even if you're looking at adverts in newspapers or on TV, there are so many products for heartburn, wind. But as time goes on, and the more careful we try to be in terms of safety, because you can never be too safe, can you? That is just a truism. That, you know, the risk of actually doing these things, you know, that story of the chap that's going into a pharmacist and just buying indigestion tablets and has actually got stomach cancer. And by the time he's got to the doctor, you know, and had the endoscopy where the tumour's found, it's all too late. You know, that's the kind of thing we're all trying to prevent. And it makes things quite risky because, you know, if let's go through that one because it's a really good example. So you walk into a pharmacy, you pick up a packet of, I don't know, whatever it is, Rennie's or a bottle of Gaviscon or whatever, and you go to the counter, and normally it's not the pharmacist. It may be a technician or someone who's trained to ask questions, as in, have you ever used this before? This is what I normally get asked. Who's it for? And how long have you had your symptoms for? And, you know, that's meant to be some sort of triage, some sort of filtering to make sure that it's appropriate for that person to buy. But obviously people game the system and they go to different places and say, yeah, I've only had it for a couple of days, when they've actually had the symptom for, I don't know, 5 years. So what is the answer in terms of minor illness and not missing anything serious? Look, it's difficult. I think that is the bottom line. And what we do as clinicians is we safety net. We say, look, if it's not got better, make sure you come back and see us. The big sort of elephant in the room is about resources. And if you've got someone who can't manage uncertainty, which is something no one really loves uncertainty, do they? But that is the hallmark of what we do in general practice in primary care. And if you're the kind of practitioner that can't manage that, you know, you're going to come unstuck because you can't send everyone into hospital. You can't refer everyone with back pain for a scan. You can't send everyone to ENT with a sore throat because you think it might be something sinister. And that's what makes minor illness tricky. It's not as straightforward as it always seems. So as a patient with symptoms, my little framework that I try to stick to is, look, you know, is it something that is fitting a pattern? You know, like, for example, a cold follows a particular pattern, doesn't it? Or hay fever. If it is, and it sort of, you know, walks like a duck, looks like a duck, it's probably a duck, isn't it? So you go ahead and treat that as you would. Say for hay fever, you might want to go and visit your local pharmacy and get some bits to help you manage it. If you've got a symptom that is not getting better and it's persisting, or it's the course of it has run on longer than you would expect, then it's time to seek advice, whether that's from the pharmacy or from another healthcare provider, is something that is down to you. But generally, for low-level things, you would start with a pharmacy. You know, that's what they're there for. And the last thing is, don't completely ignore it and leave it too late. So if you've got something like heartburn and it's been going on for a month, for example, and you're munching on those products I mentioned earlier on, it probably is time to go and see someone to make sure there's nothing else going on. Okay, that's it for minor illness. I hope that was helpful and made you think a little bit more deeply about what we sometimes think of as much ado about nothing. And I hope that most of the time it is that, because no one wants anyone to get seriously ill. If you found that useful, please like, share and subscribe. Tell your friends, your family about this podcast. I do love doing it, but in order for me to keep going, I need more listeners. So please do spread the word. And thank you again for listening. In the meantime, until we meet again, until next time, do stay well. Look after yourself. Take care. Bye for now.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win. And support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary. Not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc. Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.